Join your Bethel family for the Power of God Revival 2017. Wednesday, October 25th through Friday, October 27th, 7 p.m. nightly at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come fellowship with us as our very own Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. delivers an impactful word from God each night. We'll also be led in praise and worship by a powerful music ministry. Prayer precedes each service at 6 p.m. So come out so you can tap into the power of God.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
In the book of Acts chapter 4, I don't like to use the term that God is tired of something, but because I don't have any better term, God is tired of his children being in bondage and sickness. Now, there's a time in every parent's life when they try to instruct their children, and when their children don't do it, then the parent steps in and says, let me do it. And week after week, we've been giving the word of God that teaches principles, that teaches how God wants us to live. And yet we keep falling in the same traps. We continue to be oppressed by the same things. Our growth becomes stagnant. Our Christian experience becomes extremely melancholy. And we lose the joy of serving God. Now, we have to be honest. There is a definite cultural bondage that comes due to, I'll call it, inner city mindset. We are not programmed for success. We are programmed for failure. And when we look back in our lives, we find that most of the decisions that we've made were generated from that failure motif. We can't help ourselves. We were told we would be nothing. We were told we would never amount to anything. We were told that even our Christian experience would not last forever. Our relationships, interpersonal, marital, significant others, they were designed for failure. We enter into those relationships expecting them to fail. It's almost as if there is some underlying programming that causes us to just walk in failure. We don't know how to get out of it. But the caveat, the thing that we must be aware of, is we are also among the people in the world that are impervious, hard to reach, if you will, hard to get through to counseling. In other words, we are in this failure mode, but we don't want anybody to tell us how to get better. And when someone does suggest how to get better, then there is resistance that could even turn nasty. And so what we fail to realize, what the devil does not want us to see, is that he is orchestrating this so that we are resistant to the instruction from the Word of God, which is designed. The Word of God is designed to make your life better. Now, when you go back into the book of Genesis, you find out what happens from Adam's initial disobedience. And through a series of events, we've come to where we are right now, where the world is groaning, our judicial system is falling apart, our political system, which was founded by the Roman government, the style of Roman government, it worked. Rome was the first organized government that had a body of legislation with the emperor and a senate to check the emperor, to make sure that that one person didn't rule absolutely. That type of government just kind of worked through society, and we adopted that. But now it's falling apart because the heart is desperately wicked. What we have to understand is what we get from the world, we bring into the church. When you read in Romans chapter 1, God said that the state of man would be that they would be unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, covenant breakers, truce breakers. They will be people that don't want to be reached with the right thing to do.
They will do whatever they want to do. They will make decisions based upon their understanding of what's right and wrong, and then come against anyone who tries to give them what God is saying. Now, this is the world that we have inhabited, the world that we have inherited, the world that we live in every day. And one day a week, sometimes some of you too, but one day a week for sure, we gather on Sunday to hear God's life-changing principles for 45 minutes to an hour and then expect to leave here and make our lives better, not with 1 hour. God cannot push through 6 days of satanic oppression. God is competing against television shows. He's competing against a rotten heart, a stiff-necked mindset for the rest of the week. And then we come in and say, feed us, Lord. You can't come in church and have God change your heart and then go right back out into the world and do the things that they say to do. Now, many Christians believe that, well, the devil is influencing me. How can the devil influence a spirit-filled believer? Hence, we've come to this point where God said, have a deliverance service. If they don't want to deliver themselves from this mess, I'm coming one time to deliver. Now, after this deliverance comes judgment. If there's no obedience to my word, if there is a consistent falling back into rebellion and disobedience, then judgment comes. Every time there was a significant revival, it always preceded judgment. Many of you do not even know that God sent a spirit-directed revival to Russia prior to the Bolshevik Revolution. A spirit-filled revival to Russia. And the preachers, instead of capitalizing on it and moving it to the people, the preachers started arguing about the height of the candlesticks in the church, while Lenin and Trotsky were planning the overthrow of the government and the assassination of the Tsar, and they slipped into godlessness. Judgment begins at the house of God. And if it does not start with us, then how can God judge the world? In the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 29 through 31, it tells us the story of the first century church. In chapter 2, we learn they were filled with the Holy Spirit, or we would say baptized, but the proper term would be they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. So there is a bona fide fact that they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and tongues accompanied it. Do not take away the tongues from the filling. Don't do it. Don't try to theologically remove it and say that God doesn't do it anymore. You don't have the right to do that. God still speaks through his people. Now, I say that because in Acts chapter 4, the church is under great persecution. The emperor has decided that Christians are a threat, and in working in conjunction with the Pharisees and the other religious people, they decide to blot out Christianity. And so there was a persecution that started with the first century church. Chapter 4 of the book of Acts said they came together and they began to pray. And what they prayed was very significant. They said, Lord, behold their threatenings. Look at what they're saying to us. Look at how they're coming against us. He said, now here's what we're asking you. We're not asking you to stop them. In fact, they just didn't even pay them any mind, the people that were coming against them. The Christians prayed, but Lord, this is what we want from you. We want you to give us your spirit, to give us more of your spirit. And the Bible says that the place was shaken when they prayed, and it says something interesting. It says they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, there was already a filling in Acts chapter 2, but we're just 2 chapters in to the 4th chapter, and there's another filling. Why? The first filling was for identification and proof that the Holy Spirit was here. The second filling was because of the persecution. In other words, they are now going to be confronted by satanic powers, and the power that is in them must continually be refreshed in order for them to be able to stand. The suggestion is you won't make it on your first filling. Your first filling is not going to carry you through what's happening right now. In fact, what we're seeing is a number of Christians falling by the wayside in fulfillment of 2 Thessalonians, where Paul says that there would be a great falling away which would precede the return of Christ. The reason why so many Christians are falling away is because they are not pursuing the second filling. They are pursuing titles and responsibilities. For some reason, Satan has infiltrated the church and turned us so that we are now seeking titles more than we are God's presence. God did not say, when Moses asked God, he said, show me your glory. Now, this was not an improper thing, but it was what Moses really wanted. He wanted the glory of God. He wanted to see the glory of God, and it was not wrong for him to ask for it. But God comes in to fix Moses' prayer. He said, I can't let you see my glory, because my glory, if you see my glory, that's just a move of God. That's just seeing me do something to satisfy your natural inquisitiveness. You just want to see the glory of God. He said, uh-uh. He said, I can't let you see that for two reasons. Number one, if I let you see my glory, you're going to die. Because my glory is so powerful that it will suck the life right out of you. You can't handle my glory. But he says, I'm going to do something. Now, I'm going to do a couple of things. First, I'm going to let my presence be with you. Now, my presence is always identifiable by my peace. God's peace always accompanies his presence. You can never say the presence of God is here and we're in turmoil and anxiety. There should be no conflict in this church when the presence of God is in the service. There should be no fighting, no backbiting, no jealousy, no harassing, no demonization should be present in our worship when God's presence is here. The music should be designed to elevate, to edify, to exhort, to encourage. It should not foster lewd and lascivious movements when God's presence is here. There should be a lifting of hands, a breaking of the heart, not a shaking of the booty. There should be a different mindset when God's presence is here.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1,185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the incense.